HIV, and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at AIDSVancouver.org.
Artivism, UBC's student-run festival of art and social change, is back for its second year. Artivism 2019 will be hosting a screening of The Celluloid Closet at CITR on Friday, October 4th. Come by CITR at 1 p.m. to catch it and a discussion on queer identities in film with UBC Film Society. That's Friday, October 4th at 1 p.m. in the CITR Lounge.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Crackdown is coming to CITR. Starting August 30th, CITR will be airing the award-winning podcast about Vancouver's overdose crisis, told by drug user activists and supported by research. Crackdown is hosted by celebrated documentarian and longtime drug user Garth Mullins. Catch Crackdown every Friday morning at 8 a.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM.
We are High School for Recording Arts Los Angeles.
You may have heard about our school in Minnesota, but we started something new and great right here in LA.
HSRA is the new family in town. Our students have created the song Smashing Out to let others feel our energy and to represent the culture HSRA is building.
We all came from different backgrounds, and we're seeking a different form of learning. We found it here at HSRA.
Together, we started a student record label. Smashing Out is the first song we produce.
We also just dropped a music video for this song. It represents our energy, our personalities, and our culture.
You can find us on IG at HSRA_LA, and you can contact me, our student manager, Empress, E-M-P-R-E-S-S, .Hill01 at NewBillCharter.org, or reach the school at 320-428-0854. 320-428-0854.
Hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac. All my members about to funnel in here, and we're going to play Jeopardy today. So hold your horses for a minute. I'm just going to play a clip of Alex Trebek rapping here. I think this one has instrumentals behind it. It's pretty funny. If you didn't hear about Alex Trebek, unfortunately, he has cancer, and we don't know if he's going to make it. It's unlikely. And as someone who's listened to Jeopardy for a long time, very sentimental to me, and we're going to play. We're going to have fun. Thanks for tuning in. Here's Alex Trebek.
Name the artist as we... Let's rap, kids. Julia?
I'll take Let's Rap, Kids for 200, please.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Lily.
What is Drake?
Good. Back to you, Julia.
Let's rap for 600, please.
Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City. Julia.
Who is Kendrick Lamar?
Right.
Let's rap for 800, please.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want to start Wheezy, because the F is for finisher. Lily.
Who's Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne, yeah. Julia?
Yes.
Let's rap for 400, please.
They mad they ain't famous. They mad they still nameless. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
Julia?
It was Kanye West.
Yes, and I hope I don't get an email from him.
Let's rap for 1,000.
Panda. Panda. Panda, 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 panda. Lily.
Who's designer?
Designer, yes, and that takes you up to 2,600. I was just getting into this rap thing. I'm not too good at it, but I was getting into it.
Is in the order of the blessed Saint Scully the Enigmatic. What on earth is that?
Yes, well, it's some people would call it an internet cult. We prefer to think of it as a cyber abbey devoted to the wisdom of the character of Dana Scully from The X-Files.
I see.
The brothers and sisters in Saint Scully.
I made one brief appearance on that series years and years ago, and people still ask me about that.
Oh, I believe me, the sisters will want to know all about my time on Jeopardy and what Alex is really like.
Okay, good. Laura Sykes Jambon.
Hi.
French for ham from Rochester. Had a pygmy goat in college. Why?
For the cuteness factor, yeah.
Well, there are a lot of other things that are cute. How about a little cat?
I had a little cat, and one time my little goat ate a chunk of it, her fur. She didn't enjoy that.
No.
Billy also enjoyed eating a lot of things, like a three-wick candle, an entire bag of Hershey Kisses, and unfortunately, he met his demise by eating a bag of Quikrete.
Wait a minute. Was it a 60-pound or an 80-pound bag? Because...
Alex, you're being insensitive.
You're right. AJ, I don't want to talk to you. Who's in charge here? You have command of the board. Make this.
All right.
I can't
let's
follow
go with,
that. You can't
not
follow
so
that.
Not so gay paree for 200, Alex.
All right.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Word on the Street, our music collective. And today we're going to be playing Jeopardy. I just played some sound bites from Alex Trebek. He's a Canadian, if you didn't know. Hope he's doing okay. But we're a little doubtful of that. And we just want to celebrate a bit by playing Jeopardy here. We played a couple times before. So before we get into it, can you close the door, please? before we get into it, I just wanted to go over the rules quickly because it's always good to remind everyone. So Jeopardy, we're going to have two rounds. We'll have single Jeopardy right now, and then we'll have double Jeopardy. And, of course, there's final Jeopardy, five categories per round. And who's keeping track of the scores here? You just want to like get on the mic for a second? Just sit up.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Word on the Street, 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Isaac, right after Nardwar, the human serviette.
You got me there. So what are the categories that we have for single Jeopardy?
Okay, we have Kanye, tune,
Guess that tune.
Yeah. Tell me that tune, 90s, golden age hip-hop, and local music.
Okay, so just a reminder, I think we're going to split here. Cannon, you'll be on this side, and then Sinead, you're on this side. So it's 4-on-4, I guess, for now. And... let's just say, who's going to go first? Also, you have to answer in the form of a question. It's super important. That's the rule of Jeopardy. So, for example, if the answer was Kanye, you say, who is Kanye? If it was 808s, you would say, what is 808s? Make sense? Yeah? Any questions about how to play? No? Okay. How about you start us off, Jack? First question.
And first you get to question. Pick.
Okay. Just hold this up, I guess.
All right. Well, I clearly can't do locals because I don't know anything about that.
Lame.
Oh, you're from San Francisco. Oh.
I could do local San Francisco stuff. Let's just start it off easy. We'll go yay for 200.
One more thing. Wait until I finish the question because I know some of you are going to know the answer right away. And just put your hand up if you know the answer. And whoever puts their hand up faster pretty much gets it. Also, quickly, we should have team names, not just left and right. Team name on the left side. Brainstorm really quick. Team name on the right side.
Okay.
Yeah. Insane Clown Posse. Insane Clown Posse on my right.
That's me.
And then on my left,
We are Nard to the War.
Nard to the War on my left. And saying come has and we're gonna try to get started here.
Just kidding, we're Nard to the Wind.
Okay, Nard to the Wind on my left. Insane Clown Posse on my right. Kanye for 200. This rapper singer first worked with Kanye on 808s right around when he put out his first album, Man on the Moon. Left.
You want to answer? Kid Cudi. Who is Kid Cudi?
Oh my.
Okay, I'm not going to be lenient from now on, but yeah, who is Kid Cudi? That's correct. 200 points. The left side to Nard to the Win. Yeah. So choose the next question. You got the first question, right?
What do y'all want?
Want to keep doing yay?
500. Yay, 500.
All right. Yay for 500. Over the summer, some of us interviewed this producer who worked on Kanye's track, Touch the Sky.
If you even know what it is, just go for it.
3, 2, okay. One,
go
left side, left
I
side,
literally
left
got
side.
It. Oh my God.
It's a guess.
Just Blaze.
Oh my God.
Correct.
Yay, Just Blaze.
Okay. Again, question. A question, man. Okay. Yeah. No, this happened last time. You can't get too excited. You got to form a question. Okay? Form a question. Check, pick again.
All right. Let's do... Guess That Tune for 200.
Okay, so Guess That Tune for 200. This is funny. Okay, Guess That Tune for 200. I'm going to play a few seconds, 5 or 10 seconds at most. I'm going to play it so that our listeners can hear. And as soon as you know it, put your hand up. I'll stop it, and we'll go from there. Yeah.
Is it Yeah.
Shanae?
Is it I Am a God by Kanye West?
Ant wrong. It's On Sight by Kanye West. So, unfortunately, Insane Clown Posse is in the negative. And
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Always in the negative.
Or, yeah, but I mean, if y'all don't know how it works on Jeopardy, is if you're in the negative by the second round, you just go to zero again. So don't feel so bad, but you gotta work your way back up. It's okay. It was only the 200-point question, but since you got it wrong, I'm gonna have to put it to the left side again.
Don't think like
I'm so sorry, y'all.
What's next?
I don't know what is next, y'all.
Next question. There's lots of categories.
Let's do 90s.
90s.
What do you want?
90s.
Two?
Yeah, 90s 200.
90s 200. This anthem is a song by Tupac featuring Dr. Dre and Roger Troutman. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Really? I thought someone would get this. California Love.
Oh, I'm fucking.
Okay, so.
Minus 200.
They didn't answer, so you don't have to deduct. Yeah, if you don't answer, you don't get deducted points. So, unless you're certain or you need to take that risk, then don't answer. So. Insane Clown Posse, first chance to pick. Here's your categories. This is what's left. What do you want to go for? What?
No.
Yeah,
you should do that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Nah, man.
Good gamble.
That's a strategy.
Let's do tune just for 100.
I have no idea.
Tune.
I know that there's like a certain way you're supposed to pick him, but I don't understand.
I know. It's 100 points. It's 100 points. Okay.
Honestly.
Okay, hush, hush. 100. Tell me that tune as soon as you know it. Just tell me. Yeah, Sinead.
Okay, Nike's by Frank Ocean.
No!
Not in the form of a question.
What is
not in the form of a question.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it to y'all because I gave Cannon a couple chances.
And also, you did say just to tell you the tune right.
You
away.
Still have to do it in the form of a question.
We will fight this, Isaac.
Okay, well.
Tell me as soon as you know.
Yeah. What form of a question? It's Jeopardy. It's Jeopardy. Okay.
No,
I'm going to give it to you because Canada had a couple of slip-ups there. So, yes. Please pick again. Insane Clown Posse with the pick. Which category?
What about Tune for 300?
Ooh. Okay. We're going to keep going with that tune. Tune for 300. Yeah, right.
not be able to guess it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if people will be able to get this.
I feel like I know the artist, but I don't know the song.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That is Alberto Balsam by Aphex Twin. Anyone know that? Anyone know Aphex Twin?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I know it's very like particular
so
song.
Negative 200.
No, no. Remember, no deduction. No deduction. It's okay. No deduction for...
Okay, you're still in the negative, so...
Yeah. But you get to pick still. Again. So, do you want to keep going with that? Tell me that tune. You want to pick a different category?
Can we do Golden Age Hip Hop for 200?
Golden Age Hip Hop for 200.
Balls.
Okay. Outkast is made up of Andre 3000 and... Yes.
Big Boy.
What?
What is Big Boy?
Shit.
Oh, no, I gotta go.
Boy.
I gotta go. All right.
Hey.
I gotta go.
Calm down. Hey.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hey, man, I'm Alex Trebek. You don't have to apologize to me. You gotta apologize to your fellow clowns over here. You really just goofed up, man.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, so...
I can't answer anymore.
Another rule of thumb is if one team gets it wrong, the other team can't answer, even if you just forgot the form of a question.
No.
All right.
So,
what is Big Boy?
Yes.
Who is Big Boy?
Yes, that's
fine. Giannis.
Okay. Okay. What is Big Boy? Okay, so what do you want to pick, Jack?
All right, let's do Yay for... Wait, is I'm three sorry, still open?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Won't happen again.
It's okay.
Kanye has this many solo albums. It's not... I don't think it was that hard. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You have an answer?
What is...
An answer.
8?
Correct.
Oh.
Okay. And keep going. Keep going. You want to keep going with Yay? You want Golden Age? You want Locals? No one has touched Locals.
Let's do Locals.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, let's do Locals for 100, because...
Yeah.
Okay.
You're scared.
This
I'm scared.
Okay.
My boots.
This rapper went to UBC with his song La La La, having now over 250 million streams.
Are you guys joking?
What? I thought this was easy.
Raise your hand.
5, 4.
No.
I mean, when no one answers. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Get off your phone, dog.
No, I'm not giving it to anyone. You can't go on your phone, by the way. It's cheating.
I'm just checking for fun.
Okay, for fun, right. Before I finish counting down, it's Be Me No Money.
Alex,
yeah, I literally know it.
Okay. So, he did.
He
has a degree in kinesiology.
I went to high school with
him. Yeah, kinesiology. Yeah. So, who just picked? Miami? Okay, so no one answered, so you get to pick again.
Yeah. Let's do Golden Age for 300.
Golden Age for 300. Ch-ch-ch. All right. She was in the Fugees before she talked about her miseducation. Yes, Finn.
Who is Lauryn Hill?
Correct. You got it.
Yeah.
You redeemed yourself.
Thank you.
Now you get to pick.
Congrats on the positives.
What you want to pick?
You made it.
What you want to pick? Here's your options.
What are we feeling?
Let's do another GH.
Right. Golden Age?
Golden Age for
400.
Golden Age for 400. Okay. This Mobb Deep instrumental was used at the end of 8 Mile. This Mobb Deep instrumental was used at the end of 8 Mile. It's the one, yeah.
I hear it in my head,
yeah,
I
you hear it. Dun, dun. Yeah, you know it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Or my team.
Answer. Yeah. Yes, can. You have to say part two, so I'm not gonna give it to you. And that's minus 400 points.
God damn it.
Hey.
That's exactly
what I was saying. I gave you two chances with not. Yes, Shook One's part two.
Alex Trebek would not be this mean.
Roman numeral, right?
Yeah.
Part and Roman numeral two, right?
But I wasn't expecting Roman numeral, but you have to have the part. It has to be verbatim.
I only knew the Roman numeral. I didn't know if it's a part.
Yeah. Shook One's part two. It's okay. It's okay. You got to make up for it.
That is pretty important. That is pretty important.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, Insane Clown Posse is your pick.
What are we feeling?
Thanks.
Thoughts, anyone?
It's up to you.
I got you.
Name that tune.
Name that tune for 400?
Okay, okay. Oh. All right.
What are you, YG?
Wait, no
okay.
one got points for the last round, right?
No, we lost.
We lost.
They lost.
I mean,
we gained. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Already? Already? 400 pointer. Ready? Yeah, I can't hear it. I'll turn the mics off for a sec.
When we met, I was talking that game, parking that thing. Since then, between us, a lot of things.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Any guess? Anyone want to risk their points? Okay, no. That is Ma, I Don't Love Her by Clips.
Oh.
Pusha T and formerly known as Malice. Fun fact, Clips is going to be on Kanye's new album. They're reuniting. That's really interesting because
Malice has not rapped
in a long time.
No, he has.
Has he?
Changed his name, No Malice.
Yeah.
He became a Christian rapper.
Yeah, so it's a bit different. It was, okay, so no one got... no one got points for that, but no points deducted. Again, Insane Clown Posse, it's your pick.
Take it away.
Go for
a
Finn.
Five. Be ballsy. Yeah. I believe in you.
What do you want? What you want?
That's what?
Okay.
90s for 300?
90s for 300? Okay, I feel like this is kind of... Well, we're going to see who's a fan of this band. Green Day's debut album. Green Day's debut album. Sinead?
What is American Idiot?
No!
No!
That's like their fourth album.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're back at negative 200.
It's 39 Smooth.
Yeah.
No. It's not even Dookie.
Like,
I thought
Dookie came out
94.
Before American Idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. He okay. So.
Yeah.
American Idiot. The Nards is your pick.
Nard
to win.
Your pick. Let's do yay.
Yay for 400.
Four or one?
This one's pretty good.
Let's do 400.
400.
Okay. Before becoming recognized as a rapper, he produced at this label in the late 90s and early 2000s. This label. Late 90s, early 2000s. Yes.
What is Rockefeller?
Yeah.
Correct. You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
Good job. You want to close out? Okay. You want to close out yay? You want to close it, yay?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. This album was supposed to come out last week.
Wait, what?
Yes.
What is Jesus is King?
Correct. Well done. Okay, Kanye's out of here, so where are you going to go next? Where are you going to go next?
I'm just trying to listen to the ringtones.
Ringtones? Ringtones?
Let's do...
Locals.
Locals
200? 200, okay. That's what I was
going to
do.
Locals only events.
Okay.
Locals only events. Shout out Pernilla. Okay. This funk group is a CITR favorite with cuts like Shaquela and Can't Stop the Groove under their belt.
What is Shwe?
Correct.
Ooh.
You're on fire, man. You're on fire. Yes, of course.
So Bob, is anyone here a local on this
team? The bad thing is
so,
that I am.
Okay, keep going.
That is a weird one.
It's your pick again. Yeah.
Let's do Tune for 500.
Tune for 500. Mm-hmm. Tell me that tune. And again, yes, in the form of question, even for this one. Sorry. Okay.
Can we do let's do 200 for if you get the artist right.
200 extra points?
No, just 200 if you get the artist right.
What? That's not the question. What are you talking about? You're already winning, so you're going to be fine.
It's not for my
you got the song.
It was a good
No one knows this? Five, four. Okay, Cannon, you gonna take a shot at this?
I think so. I don't know.
Question.
What is Southern Sky by Alex G?
Incorrect. This is Hope. This is Hope by Alex G. This is Hope by Alex G. So I believe Tell Me That Tune is now expired as well. Goodbye. Yes? So Insane Clown Posse is your pick. What you want to pick? 90s for how much?
For 400.
Okay.
Ooh,
what's the score?
It's not good.
Ready? 400. 90s for 400. This ironic 90s singer said, "It's like rain on your wedding day." Yes. Yes.
Who is Alanis Morissette?
Correct. You got it.
Yeah. Back in the closet.
Okay. By the way, what are the scores right now?
Insane Clown Posse has 200 points. Yeah. Uh-huh. Nard to the Wind has 1,000.
Okay. Remember, Double Jeopardy, all the points are doubled. So you can come back. You never know. You might get a couple of questions right here. It could be evened up. So what do you want to pick next?
90s again. 90s for 500.
All right. I'm not going to lie. This question is just, like, not nice on my part because no one's going to know this. But I just wanted to throw a complete curveball. Tom York had a horrible winter in 1996 because of his cold killing these pets.
Chickens.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, I just want to throw an absolute curveball and see if there's any hardcore fans here. But Tom York had a really bad winter because these pets were cold by the winter cold in 1996. I know it's ridiculous. Five, four, three, two, one. Do you want to make a guess? Do you want to lose points?
No.
They're exotic fish, just for the record.
I was going to say. Okay,
I'm never going to guess chickens.
That's actually
yeah,
I was
yeah.
for a second.
His fish died and he
wrote yeah, that's what Kid A was all about, yeah. If you didn't know. That's all the beeping and booping, right? So, again, Insane Clown Posse, y'all pick. Hip-hop for 100. Proclaimed as one of the greatest of all time, Nas wrote this record when he was only 18. Years old. One of the greatest of all time. Come on, man.
I should really know this.
No. Oh, it's escaped me right now.
Wait, what number is this?
Is what category?
100?
Yes, it's 100.
Oh, so then,
yeah, we should.
Yeah, I thought this was easier. It's an album. He wrote it when he was 18. He wrote it when he was 18, yes.
Should we guess? It's just 100 minus.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, what is Illmatic?
Correct.
Nice.
Yes.
I swear he wrote it when he was 16.
No, he wrote his verse on Live at the Barbecue when he was 16. He was 16 for that. When he wrote Illmatic, he was 18.
God. Okay.
Common mistake. Okay.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah. It comes up every day. So, not in it to win it, whatever your name is, it's your pick.
What's he all left? Golden Age and, I don't know, y'all cheese.
Locals for 300.
Locals for 300. This local band released the album Being So Normal in 2017. Yes.
What is Peach Pit?
Correct.
I knew the answer.
Peach Pit.
That was very close, by the way. I saw you on the right. It was very close.
We're both allowed to answer?
Yeah. What do you mean? There's teams.
Yeah. So we'll, pick a category, both. And then,
it's just,
anybody can answer.
Yeah.
Anyone can answer.
Yeah.
I think Clubhouse is being oppressed right now.
Okay. Pick another question, please. And I think... After this, we're going to move on to Double Jeopardy because we're halfway through the hour. We'll do a very quick interlude. Dumb. Last question for round one. So pick wisely.
Well, should we just do for the least amount of points because it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
Let's do Golden Age for 500.
Okay.
Golden Age for 500. The Wu-Tang Clan officially has this number of members. How many members are in the Wu-Tang Clan officially? Yeah, I would. Come on. You know me.
I do know you. You would.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 9. Because 9 times 4 is 36, and each member has 4 chambers in their heart. That's the logic behind it. It's true. It's 9. I know. Don't worry about it. Okay, so round one is done. And what are the scores after round one? Sum it up. So, swing the mic over.
Insane Clown Posse. Very close with 200 still. And very close competition with Nard to the Wind with 1900.
Woo! Okay. So we're going to be back in a second. We're playing Jeopardy on We're on the Street today. This is on CITR 101.9. And right now I'm just going to play a really short clip of this guy who's really funny. He's like this older white dude who just sings all these songs in his car. I don't know if you've seen videos of this guy. His Instagram is Yui Baltner. No, not James. I mean, from my description, you may have guessed that. But this is him singing a bit of Soundtrack to My Life. After this, we're going to come back and we're going to play Double Jeopardy. Thank you for listening.
You never roll with a Brooklyn boy. You know how it be when you start living large. I control my old life. Charge was never in charge. No sitcom critiques, got about the drum. Or even explain the troubles that haunted my mom. On Christmas time, my mom Christmas grind. Got me most of what I wanted. How you doing, mom? Huh? She cut the toys. I would play with in my room by myself. Why by himself? Got two older brothers, one hood, one girl. An independent older sister got me flowers she could. But they all didn't see the little bit of sadness in me. Scotty, I've got some issues that nobody can see, and all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light for you. It's only right. This is the soundtrack to my life, the soundtrack to my life. You never roll with a Brooklyn boy. You know how it be when you start living large. I control my old life. Charge was never in charge. No sitcom critiques, got about the drum. Or even explain the troubles that haunted my mom. On Christmas time, my mom Christmas grind. Got me most of what I want.
I'm just going to come back. Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is We're on the Street. We're playing Jeopardy right now. And the scores are 600 to 1900. Am I correct?
200 to 1900.
I was being a little too nice for
Thank
once.
You for the okay.
Yes.
200.
Decorate my vape addiction with it.
200 versus 1900. What is your team name again? I'm drawing my.
This is Nard.
It's Nard to the Wind.
Okay, I apologize. Nard to the Wind on my left with 1900, and Insane Clown Posse. Struggling a little bit over here with 200 points.
You're not that was ruthless.
I'm sorry, man.
Trebek
got me in a mood. Trebek got me in a mood.
That's my job.
So we got Double Jeopardy now, and we're just gonna reset the scoreboard. It's like this. It's 200, 400, 600.
Okay,
I
can do math.
Okay.
Well, you can do math.
So.
Canon can do math.
Quickly, I'm just gonna go over the categories and you can write it down. So we got Frank. We got fill in the lyrics. We got 2000s. We got boys in bands. So pretty much for that one, because that sounds confusing, is I'm gonna list people who are boy bands, like boys who are in bands, and you name the boy band. Makes sense. And of course Nardwar. And for the record, I did have Brockhampton down, but I didn't know if you were staying Valley, and that was your category. I thought you might not be coming back. So next time, yeah.
Okay.
And then just change it to 2, 4, 6, 8. Just
Fine.
So you know. I want them to know how much they're risking.
Demanding.
Okay, so since Insane Clown Posse is losing right now, you pick first. Which category do you want?
What are we feeling?
And what number?
Boys and bands.
Boys and bands.
Yeah.
For how much?
For let's start off.
For.
Let's start with a 200 for boys and bands.
Also, I'm not naming every member. I'm naming three in each. If there's only three, if there's more than three, this one is really funny though. Jackie Jackson, Tito Jackson, Jermaine Jackson. Yes.
Who is the Jackson 5?
Exactly.
Was that Insane Clown Posse?
Yes.
You know it.
They're on the comeback. They just doubled their score.
Gang, gang.
So pick again.
Oh, yeah.
Pick again. Insane Clown Posse.
Boys in bands for 400.
Boys in bands for 400. Boys in bands for 400. Kevin Abstract, Joba, Matt Jam.
I know. Yeah. It's Brockhampton.
Oh, who is that?
I don't know.
You have to answer.
Isaac, I'm sorry. I swear I heard her say, who is Brockhampton? I swear. I was right next to her, Isaac. I'm closer to her than you are. I think I'm the best one to verify this.
I mumbled, Brockhampton.
I'm being too mean to this side, so I'm gonna give you that. Okay. Form of a question.
Yeah. Sorry.
Also, just a reminder. I have to finish saying the question before you can shoot up.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to finish. I know you're gonna know some of these as soon as I start the first syllable.
It's just very exciting.
But I know. Okay. So, Insane Clown Posse again. Pick.
Same category for 600, please.
Ooh. Lance Bass, JC Chazes, Chris Kirkpatrick. Yes.
What is NSYNC?
Exactly. NSYNC. Did I say that? Is it Lance Bass or is it Lance Bass?
I think it's Bass.
I wasn't sure. And now decide, Narwhar's team, what do you want? Do you want to pick Narwhar himself? Want to...
Yeah.
Gander a guess there? Frank?
Frank for 400, please.
Frank for 400. Frank. Okay. Frank for 400. He gave this Southern MC a cut on Blonde with solo reprise. Yes, Sinead. Yes.
Who is Andre 3000?
Correct. Yeah. Y'all coming back, huh? Yeah. Sinead, what do you want to pick? What do you want to pick? Do you want to keep going with Frank? Frank 600? Okay. Lil B was interviewed in this magazine that Frank created. Yes.
What is Boys Don't Cry?
Correct. Okay. You got it. You second guess yourself. Yeah. You got it. Okay. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Boys Cry.
Let's keep going with what? What you want? You want Frank? You want something else?
Let's do lyrics. Or
okay.
Frank.
Okay.
What?
I don't know.
Lyrics.
Let's do lyrics for 400.
Yeah.
Okay, so for this one, again, answering the form of a question, even though you're just going to be filling it in, you're just going to give me like the missing word or complete the line, right? Okay? So, getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and her mama was a? Yes, Finn. Yes.
What is hippie?
Correct. There you go. Some Red Hot Chili Peppers for you. What do you want to pick next?
Any ideas?
Do you want
to...
What you want?
Okay.
Let's pick something.
2000s for 400.
2000s for 400. 2000s for 400. Okay. Outkast's best-selling album, Speaker Box, The Love Below, is RCAA certified with this status. RCAA certified with this status. Sold a lot of records. Status. 5, 4, 3, 2. Yes.
Wait, 400?
Yes. Two. One, zero. Okay.
Wait.
Okay, Jack. Okay, Jack. Yeah.
What is double platinum?
And diamond.
Oh. Okay.
It's diamond. That's a lot. That's 10 mil.
And lead.
Yeah. Okay. So they got it wrong.
Isaac.
Back to you.
How many diamond albums are there?
There aren't that many. I don't know all of them, but like Thriller, Dark Side of the Moon, The Wall, Meteora, Linkin Park. Hybrid Theory, Speaker Box, Love Below. I think that's the highest selling hip hop. Eminem has like three. I think Recovery, The Eminem Show, The Marshall Mathers LP. There's not that many.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Thanks for playing.
See all of y'all.
Insane Clown Posse though is your pick. What you want to pick?
What do we release October?
Yeah, sure. We got 20 minutes left. Let's update the score quickly.
Okay, so there's been a twist. Insane Clown Posse leading with 2,200. Nard to the Wind with 1,600.
Wow.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Isaac. Everyone hates me today. Okay. Insane Clown Posse, your choice.
Can we do Boys in Band? Is that 800?
Boys in Band, 800. Where did I put that? Okay. Boys in Band, 800. Kevin Richardson, Brian Luttrell, and AJ McLean. Yeah, I made that face too. I didn't know this before. Boys in Band. You name the band. Kevin Richardson, no. Kevin Richardson, Brian Luttrell, and AJ McLean. That's a hint. One of them was at Nordstrom recently. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Backstreet Boys. Yeah, no one knows their names, right? Because, you know, I wasn't going to put the more obvious ones. What? Huh?
Am I just hanging out there?
You're like a Daily High Vancouver.
What?
Lizelle, did you say?
No, Luttrell. It's Luttrell. Yeah. Okay, well, anyway. No one got that, so who just picked? ICP? So ICP, you pick again.
Boys in Band for 1,000.
Look at this one.
No.
What? Well, it wasn't my idea. It was Lexus' idea.
Why'd you put the easiest one last?
Okay. What?
Well, okay, I'm gonna be better than Isaac.
Well, I don't know. It might not be easy for them.
Okay. Well, they're late.
Hey. Okay. Okay. V, Jin, Suga. Those are three separate names. Yeah. Yeah.
Who is BTS?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. I'm not a K-pop fan.
I literally have no idea
who
people are.
It's your pick, Maya. Who do you want to pick? Oh, what's the next one you want
to
pick?
Can I pass this off to Sinead?
Yeah, sure.
This is not okay.
It wasn't that easy. Only one person knew it. Okay. Well, I didn't know their names.
I literally know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Sinead, you pick. You pick Sinead.
Korea?
I don't, but okay.
All right. Yes.
Lyrics for 600?
Lyrics for 600. Lyrics for 600.
Oh, no. You're laughing at our misfortune.
No, I promise I'm not. Mm-hmm. I tied up my raft, you strapped up your... I tied up my raft, you strapped up your... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's not ASAP Rocky. No, it's Lil Uzi Vert, man.
What?
I tied up my raft, you strapped up your rape. Rick. He says it like Rick, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I had no points lost. I had to put an Uzi thing in.
Points for that question?
I don't like you.
No. Hey. Dude, don't hate the player, hate the game, right? Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay. So, pick again. Yeah, because there's no points deducted.
Lyrics for
200.
Who wants to take over as scorekeeper? Because I have to leave soon.
I can do both, I think.
That's okay.
Okay.
True Renaissance man.
Sing us a song. You're the... Yeah.
What is the piano man?
No, so what's the rest of it?
Oh. Sing us a song.
Wait, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's one word off. It's one word off.
Sing us a song.
You didn't say the.
Did I not? Okay. No. Okay. Oh. Yes, that's okay. Correct. Okay. Okay, I wasn't sure. Yeah, it's just Piano Man.
Do you think you can do both jobs at once?
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
You
okay.
Want the score?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
You got 1 minute to leave.
I have 1 minute to leave. So Insane Clown Posse, 3,200. Nard to the Wind.
I was gonna make a note for this. Okay.
That's a big turnaround.
3,200 and
1,800. All right, ICP. 3,200, and the other one?
Nard to the Wind.
Nard.
1,800.
Let's convince them of
that. Okay. So, Nard, it's your pick.
Thank you.
It's your pick, Nard.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye. Let's do... Wait, what does that say?
2,000.
Oh.
Which one?
We do 2,000.
Okay.
Or we could do Frank.
Frank for how much?
Frank for just
alligator. Okay. Start off easy. Start off.
Nard for 200.
All right.
Nard for 200. He's interviewed this G-Funk rapper 10 times now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who is Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, no. Snoop Dogg. I thought that was gonna be like right away. Yeah, 10 times. Yeah. Okay. You pick, Finn. What do you want to pick? This is what you got. Yes. Thank you.
Is Frank a canceled out category?
No.
There's still 200, 800, and 1,000 for Frank. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Frank for 800.
Frank for 800. Wait, this one.
Big mic.
Ready? The Facebook story skit on Blonde featured a story from this producer. Who was the commentary on that? Does anyone know? Who was talking? Who was talking?
Oh.
Who was the producer who was talking? Facebook story, you know. Oh, I met this girl on, you know.
Oh.
4, 3, 2, 1. His name is Sebastian. It's literally just Sebastian. I don't know if some people would know that. Kalev would just know right away. Yeah. Okay. So no one answered. So again, pick. No change. Yes.
Thank you.
It's a team effort now.
Yeah. I can only do so much.
Is 600 still open?
Yes.
2,000 okay. For 600.
The King of Pop passed away June of this year. What year did Michael Jackson die? Yes, Sinead.
What is 2009?
Correct.
Damn.
Wow.
Nice.
That's what I was going
to
say, too.
Nice. Okay, 2000.
I scratched it already. Team effort.
Thank you. So, Sinead, what do you want? What do you want next?
Guys?
This is what you got.
Any ideas?
You still got lots of Nard. You got some bigger points here for lyrics and for 2000s.
2000s for 800 or 1,000?
2000s for 800.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Britney Spears was emailing this royal guy in the 2000s until he ghosted her. Someone in the royal family. Yes.
Who is Prince Harry?
Incorrect. It's William. Oh. It's William. It's actually true. I just found this out today. I just thought it'd be another curveball to throw in. Apparently they're emailing.
800 for ICP.
Okay, minus 800 ICP. Thank you for keeping track.
Team effort.
Yes. Okay. So, since ICP got it wrong, Nard is your pick. It's your pick.
Nard for 400,
please. Nard for 400. It's been decided. Okay. What is Narwhal's band? I'm gonna give it to the right.
Who are the Evaporators?
Correct. Okay, and that's plus 4.
You should give it to us.
Okay. It's very close right now, by the way. ICP only has a 400 point lead. So, and it's their pick. What you want? Oh. This is what's left.
I can you see it better? Yeah. I scratched them out more. Yeah.
I don't want to be responsible for this.
So many
go all
thousands.
Out.
I'm doing great.
Do it.
Come on. What's don't doubt yourself.
Thousand.
Frank? I'm hearing Frank.
Let's do Frank for 200.
Frank for 200.
Frank for 200. Hey.
It's their pick. They can do what they want. It's their pick. Okay. Frank for 200. This 2011 tape features the song Novocaine. This 2011 tape. Yes, Jack.
What is Channel Orange?
Incorrect. Oh. Yes, Sinead.
What is Nostalgia Ultra?
Correct. Okay, so ICP, that is plus 200.
You tried.
And that is minus. So now, 800 point lead for ICP on my right, and it's your pick. What do you want? You want to finish off Frank? Do you want to go to Nard? There's 1,000 points.
Frank.
There's those 1,000 points right there.
Okay, I won't know anything, but you guys can do it.
Make a pick.
Like to do Nardwar for 6.
Nardwar for 6. Nardwar for 6.
Kind of stressed out.
Nardwar's real name is.
Oh, I thought that was his name.
Wait, I know.
Before he changed it. Before he changed it. What is his birth name? What is it? Do you know? 5, 4, 3.
We're like
no?
letting
the boy
down.
1. Okay. Is John Ruskin's.
Oh.
No. Should have been like,
all right,
next question.
Yeah, I can't give that away. Okay, so that one's done. And y'all pick again. No answer for that one. Lyrics for 800. Lyrics for 800. Okay. This one is a whole line, just so you know. But I think someone will be able to get this. I hope so. Sitting on a cornflake. Sitting on a cornflake. What's the next line? What's the next line? It's the Beatles. Sitting on a cornflake. Five, four, three, two, one. Guess that didn't do any justice for anyone. Waiting for the van to come. I am the walrus.
Oh.
Okay, I'm glad there was the O.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So that one, again, no answer. Y'all pick again.
It's just like a thousand.
Yeah, it's pretty much. There's the 800 for Nard still.
How much difference is there between the points?
Right now, there's an 800 point lead for this side, ICP.
Should we be safe and just go? Okay. Nardwar for 800.
Is it just the game? Nardwar for 800.
This is time to shine.
You're going to be mad at me. I think this is too hard, but we'll see. Kendrick was in disbelief when Nard knew that this restaurant had bulletproof glass.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Does someone know? Someone know? This restaurant has bulletproof glass. I can't believe it. Five, four, three, two, one. And you're going to say it, Jack? You're going to say it? You're going to say it?
What is Roscoe's chicken?
Incorrect. Incorrect. Do you want to take a guess?
No, but like
off the... No. Okay, yes, so you guys are losing 800. So, 1,200.
What was the restaurant?
Yeah, what was it?
Do you think you know? No, it's called Louisiana Chicken.
Oh.
Yes.
Chicken? Okay. So you're halfway there.
Can I get half the points?
No. Okay.
What is chicken?
So there's only the 1,000 point questions left.
So everything except boys and bands.
Lyrics?
Okay, yeah, for 1,000. Yeah.
Okay. This one again.
I'm nervous.
Kind of.
Just breathe. It's okay. It's just Jeopardy on CITR, okay?
It's so much more than that.
Remember, we still have... What is everyone looking at? Okay, we still have Final Jeopardy, too.
Yeah, we better get to
so
it.
I'm just reminding everyone.
Let's just pick something.
Ready? Lyrics for 1,000. This is a whole line, so you have to get the whole line. My mama told me I was different from the moment I was invented. My mama told me I was different from the moment I was invented.
I listened to the song yesterday.
I can't explain. I'm giving you hints. Come on. Five.
You can do it.
Four.
My brain doesn't work back that
three.
Far.
Two. I see Finn thinking. One. No?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I can't say the full line.
The full line is estranged, baby. No, I'm not ashamed. That is off of Untitled Unmastered. I think that's six. Yes. Okay. So.
Do we get points again for the fact that you knew that it was six?
No.
No.
You're winning now, anyway.
You can
come
have
so far.
Just let us be.
Yeah.
You can have Frank the 2000s or Nardwar. That's it for all of for 1,000.
2000s or Frank. 2000s. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, this one is just mean again, to be honest. And it's like... Actually, you know what? This is just an unfair question. I'm not even gonna go over it. So just pick the other one. It's just a horrible question. Okay. Chris Martin gave Tom York the honor of being the world's blank vegetarian in 2005. The world's blank vegetarian. No. Three... Two, one. Again, I was just throwing a curveball. You never know when someone's going to know everything because that's happened before. World's sexiest vegetarian. That's what Chris Martin said about Tom York.
Justified.
So I think we just have the two questions left, so we want to get through those really quick and then Final Jeopardy for the last couple minutes of the show. So you only have two options.
Frank
for 1,000. Frank for 1,000. Frank wasn't always the star he is today. In fact, he used to work at this fast food chain. Oh. Which restaurant did he work at? A fast food chain. There's one on campus. There's one on campus. It's a fast food chain. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Subway.
Oh, God. Ship's gone forever. Already.
Last question.
I was about to say
Chick-fil-A. Last question. Okay. Last question. This is Narva for 1,000. Narvar's mother's first name is... Again, I don't know what everyone knows and doesn't know. It's just a question.
Do you know her personally?
I don't know her personally, but I knew her name off the top of my head when I wrote this.
Big brain.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Do it.
Gonna risk it?
Do it.
No? Okay. No. And we gotta get to Final Jeopardy. Her name is Olga.
No,
I'm not Cheryl.
It's time for the last question. And before we begin this, I'm just gonna cue up the Jeopardy theme music. Final Jeopardy. Jeopardy. Okay. So this is how Final Jeopardy works. You can bet as much as you have. ICP has 2,800 points, and NARD has 1,200 points.
Yes.
So, I mean, you can do the math. You can figure this out. There is already a winner, pretty much.
But zero. Because we win no
matter what.
Yeah. So why not?
Does everyone here? Does everyone here want to do? Whoever gets it right wins, or no? Because you earn your way back. Do you want to spin it up like that? Do you want to spin it up like that?
Because I'm not.
Okay.
They didn't risk the last one, so I mean.
Okay. This is the question.
Well, let them win.
So, discuss in your teams what you think the answer is, and then you have to decide on the amount you're betting. So you can bet as much as you have right now. This is the question. After this, I'll play the Final Jeopardy music.
What kind of question is that?
I'll play the Final Jeopardy music, and then that's it for this week, and we'll see who wins. I'm just waiting for this ad. Okay. This event lasts an entire day on the air at CITR and is hosted by people just like you. It's once a year. Discuss. You have 30 seconds. I am your host, Isaac. We're playing Jeopardy right now on Word on the Street, CITR's Music Affairs Collective. We're broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people, 101.9 CITR. And we need answers. And again, just remember, the scores, ICP came all the way back. They're in the negative in the first round. They now have 2,800 points. And NARD on my left with 1,200 points. And the final question was, this event lasts an entire day on the air at CITR and is hosted by people just like you. ICP, do you have an answer, and how much are you betting? You go ahead first.
No.
Whoa.
I think so.
I'd like to see that. And again, okay, actually, to keep this fair, both of you write down on one person's phone your answer and how much you're betting, because otherwise you can just copy. That's how it works in Real Jeopardy. We got a minute here. We're closing off.
What are the scores again?
On my right, ICP has 2,800 points, and NARD has 1,200 points. So a 1,600 point lead. Do your math. Write it down and give me your phones in 1 second. We gotta get out of here. Radio Pizza Party is next. Radio Pizza Party is next.
Make it some fun.
$600.
You gotta give me your phones.
$600.
You need an answer. Right now, it's 6 o'clock.
Okay, we need to
bet it all?
Wager anything. They were betting. You do it.
Somebody please make a decision.
Where do we at right now?
That's 600.
Okay, 200.
2,800, 1,200.
You have a 1,600 point lead.
Wait, let's wager
bet three. Every